Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Rob and Rob.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Ask Rob and Rob, the show where you deliver your questions and we deliver our answers. And that concept has been a popular one because we're over 200 episodes in. But luckily, your questions keep coming, and there are so many of them that this show has no sign of slowing down. But Rob, that's because we probably make it so easy for people to get involved.
Yes, we do. All you have to do is give us a call. 013 808 0035. That's 013 808 0035. Or you can go to our website at propertyhub.net/ask. Either way, you'll just leave your voicemail there, wait patiently, and then you'll get an answer. Just like Rob is right now.
Hi, Rob and Rob. My name's Rob as well. I live in Dubai. I've got £500,000 to invest in property in the north of England with a sole view on generating income. And I was wondering if you guys could advise, assist along the way. Being in Dubai is not so easy because of distance and a number of other things, naturally. But I love what you guys do, and I think I could certainly use a bit of a steer on what you would perhaps do with £500,000. If you'd be so kind as to perhaps approach that subject, maybe you could make it a broader one. You know, if someone's got £500,000, what would they do with the money? What would you do with that money with a focus on the north? Cheers, guys. Bye.
Well, Rob, of course we had to prioritise you with such a masterful and impressive name like that. And you are definitely giving us one of these questions that are filed under the nice problems to have. You're sunning it up in Dubai and you've got £500,000 to invest. We feel for you, Rob. We feel for you. Okay, but let's make life even better for you and try and give you some good advice. So, you want to focus on income. You've not said specifically how much you need to invest. Okay, let's assume that you kind of want to get towards that 10% level, so you get to about 50k a year. Now, on paper, the simplest way of doing this would probably to go down the HMO route, get some HMOs, double-digit ROI, and you'll get that level of income. Lovely. But as you pointed out, you are overseas. Doing HMOs in the UK could be more than a challenge for most. So doing it overseas may be a struggle, and it will depend on you, the time you're going to put into this for research, your ability to come over to the UK, and your tolerance for risk and stress to whether you go ahead with that. But on paper, that strategy would work. And where you would focus in the north if you did that? Well, most areas would give you a double-digit ROI for HMO still in the north. So you could focus on some of the key cities Rob and I talk about on a regular basis, like Liverpool, Manchester, Leeds. They would do you fine. But the challenges with that is that HMOs can be really difficult to manage, and you being overseas only compounds that. And with you being overseas, you're going to need somebody to manage that process for you and also help you find those properties. The pool of people able to do that is much smaller than, say, normal buy-to-let. So you may want to consider normal standard buy-to-let. Now, the returns you're going to get for that aren't going to be as high, but managing it from afar should be easier. You can still get it wrong, but if you do it right, it should be easier because there are more normal buy-to-lets out there. They are easier to find, and there are an amount of people who would be willing to manage that for you is vast. So if you're prepared to compromise, then that would be the way forward. It's up to you, Rob, to balance the two out and go, what do I want? Do I want a bit more return with a bit more risk, time and stress? Or am I happy to sacrifice some of that return and make this easier for myself? Only you can answer that.
Exactly right. And however you crack it, it's going to come down so much to who you have helping you out. We talk a lot about building your team. It's important for everyone. It's especially important if you're overseas. And if you do decide to go down the HMO route, it's going to be even more important again, because if HMOs are sourced or managed badly, it can cause really big problems. So the usual rules apply, but more so, spend lots of time doing your research and lots of time building your network. It will involve a fair bit of effort up front. It might even involve a trip or two back to the UK, so you might need to go out and buy a jumper, but it will be worth it when you've got that lovely income coming in. Okay, let's listen to our second question today. This one's from Amy.
Hi, Rob and Rob. My name's Amy. I'm calling from Hastings, down on the south coast. Me and my partner are looking to invest. We're just in the process of releasing some equity out of our residential property after listening to you guys and getting some advice. We're going through your broker at the minute and getting that sorted. I think we're going to start looking at investing, getting the buy-to-let up north, probably Manchester or Leeds or somewhere up there that you recommended before. But my question at the moment is, it's not something we're looking at doing now, but I just wanted to get your advice on getting Airbnbs or getting serviced accommodation. I haven't run all of the numbers properly, but I just, before I started to look into it and get the numbers on it, I just wanted to know what your thoughts were on it and whether it's a good strategy or a viable strategy or something that you would advise against. So yeah, thank you for all the advice you give in the podcast. Keep it up, we love it. Hope to hear from you soon. Thank you, bye.
Amy, looking at Manchester or Leeds, strong locations to be going for your first investment. But should you be looking at serviced accommodation? Well, those are both strong locations for serviced accommodation if you're going to be buying centrally. So the demand would be there. But whatever you do, don't just go on Airbnb, see what the nightly rate seems to be, multiply it by 30 and get really excited about how much money you could have rolling in. Because it's a little bit more complicated than that. First of all, the most important thing you need to be aware of is most mortgages will not allow you to rent properties out short term. They'll normally stipulate that it needs to be let on as a long-term tenancy. So unless you want to take the risk of just doing it anyway and hoping the lender doesn't find out, which some people do, but I wouldn't recommend it, then you're going to have to arrange a specialist mortgage, and they can be hard to find and they'll definitely be more expensive. Also, if you're going to be investing in an apartment, a leasehold property, then again, often it will be against the terms of your lease as well. So if this is something you want to do, then as well as making sure you can do it under the terms of your mortgage, you'll also need to be targeting freehold properties or checking the lease up front to make sure it's something you can do. If you do overcome those barriers, then you say you haven't run the numbers yet, so definitely make sure you do that. And don't do it when you're in an optimistic frame of mind. You need to be realistic about the rate you can achieve. You need to be realistic about the occupancy levels you can achieve. And you'll also need to bear in mind the extra costs that you're going to have, including somebody to manage it on your behalf. It sounds like I'm trying to talk you out of doing it, and I'm really not, because serviced accommodation can work really well. And like I've already said, those are locations where there is going to be strong demand. But a lot of people see the headline number, get excited, and don't think about all the costs and don't consider the trouble they could get into if they do it when they're not strictly allowed to. So Amy, plenty for you to look into there before deciding whether that's right for you. But the main thing is you've picked strong locations. So whether you decide to go for a serviced accommodation or keep it simple and just do buy to let, you should be just fine.
So that's us done. Two more questions, two more answers. But guess what? Yeah, you probably have guessed it. We will be back next week, and we will be back with the Property Podcast on Thursday. So make sure you join us for then. And if you can't get enough, that's not enough for you, then check out our YouTube channel. You can subscribe and get more property goodness there. Just search for Property Hub UK. So that'll keep you busy. We're pretty busy too, so we better say goodbye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.